This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Autistic Syndrome Information and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming. For your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are speaking with Areva Martin, attorney, civil and human rights advocate, and international television legal analyst. Areva is seen on a weekly basis on such networks as CNN, Fox, MSNBC, Al Jazeera, ABC, CBS, and on such programs as Dr. Drew, Dr. Phil, and the doctors. Areva is the founder of the Los Angeles-based Special Needs Network, whose mission is to raise public awareness of developmental disabilities and to impact public policy while providing education and resources to families, children, and adults. Areva herself is the proud mother of an amazing young man with autism. Areva, certainly a privilege and honor to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for bringing awareness to autism and developmental disabilities. Your work is really life-changing.
And it certainly is our pleasure to do so, and always willing and ready to get the message out and bring awareness to this. So tell us, why did you start Special Needs Network, and how is the work that it does different from mainstream autism organizations like Autism Speaks?
I started Special Needs Network because my own son, Marty, was diagnosed with autism at age 2. Even though I am an attorney and I run a law firm, I found getting services for him to be incredibly difficult, very difficult to navigate all the systems of care, the school district, insurance companies, social service agencies. And I also realized that under-resourced and underserved communities were struggling even more than I found myself struggling, and I wanted to help those families. The Special Needs Network grew out of that desire to provide help to families without a lot of resources. And in some ways, we're different from mainstream organizations because we are boots on the ground. We are that organization that's going to be in the community, working around the clock, really building trust with families and serving them where they are. Just a couple of days ago, we did a toy drive and giveaway where we served over 1,200 adults and children. We gave away close to 5,000 toys. And that's the kind of work we do throughout the year in the community. We go into underserved, under-resourced communities, and we provide resources in the community where families are.
Has there been an increase in the incidence of autism over the last decade, and what is the current incident rate?
It's been an incredible increase. When my son Marty was diagnosed, it was one in 150, one in 160. Today, the CDC puts the number at one in 64, and some reports say it could be as high as one in 34. So the number of kids with autism has continued to grow over the last decade, causing there to be an increase in the need for services and resources for families.
And how are various communities impacted differently than the other?
Well, the work that we do is primarily with low-income, middle-income families, and those families really suffer. Also in ethnic communities, we know that African-American and Latino children are diagnosed 2 to 4 years later than their typical peers, and they often struggle to get very basic services. So socioeconomic, race, geographics all play a role in how autism services are allocated and distributed.
Today we are with Areva Martin, the founder of the Los Angeles-based Special Needs Network, whose mission is to raise public awareness of developmental disabilities and to impact public policy while providing education and resources to families, children, and adults here on eHealth Radio's Autistic Syndrome Information and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Areva, what are some of the biggest myths and misunderstandings that people have about individuals with autism?
Oftentimes people have an opinion about individuals with autism based on one person that they've met. And autism is a spectrum disorder. And what experts like to say is if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. So no two individuals are the same. Some people are incredibly, incredibly what we call high functioning. Others may need more assistance, but what we do know is that with proper diagnosis and intervention, everyone on the spectrum can live a quality life. You know, it's defined differently. Also, there's a myth that people with autism, you know, don't enjoy the same things that their neurotypical peers enjoy. And that's just not true. Kids with autism love the same games and toys and activities as kids without an adult. I just went to a screening of a documentary called Autism and Love, and it's about adults who are looking for love and relationships. And just because they have autism, again, doesn't mean they don't have a desire to be in love and to have a soulmate.
I'm sure in that regard, that's something that is often overlooked. Also, what is on the horizon for Special Needs Network?
Special Needs Network is moving into what I call social innovation, social entrepreneurship. We've been focused on parent training, and then we had a really large part of our time was spent on advocacy. Now we're in the direct service business. We have created a model to provide high-quality ABA therapies, social skills, and other services for kids with autism as a way to not only increase the quality of care providers that are in the state of California, but also to provide a continuous revenue source to fund our various other programs.
Well, Areva, it certainly has been good to have had you. Certainly appreciate your joining us today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
I just want to encourage people to support anyone that you know who's living with autism or other special needs. Families often experience a great deal of isolation. And I like to say that everyone can be an everyday advocate, no matter where you are, what your station in life is. You can support, you can help, you can aid someone living with a disability. And by doing so, you're giving hope to that individual and you're helping to change their lives. So again, I thank you and your listeners and everyone that's supporting this community because it's meaningful, it's impactful, and it does make lifelong changes possible for individuals with disabilities.
Areva, certainly is phenomenal what you're doing, and we certainly wish you all the best in all your endeavors. Tell our listeners where they can be better informed on the Special Needs Network and how to be in touch with you as well.
They can go to our website at specialneedsnetwork.org. They can get social with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're Special Needs LA. Across all social media channels, we communicate extensively through social media, and we love connecting with folks all around the country and really around the world because this is an important message that impacts so many individuals.
Once again, Areva, thanks so much for your time today and for spending a moment with us here on eHealth Radio, and certainly look forward to another conversation in the future.
Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Areva Martin, attorney, civil and human rights advocate, and international television legal analyst. Areva is the founder of the Los Angeles-based Special Needs Network, whose mission is to raise public awareness of developmental disabilities and to impact public policy while providing education and resources to families, children, and adults. And for more information, simply visit snnla.org. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Autistic Syndrome Information and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.